Hello, I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to a sensational episode of...
But that's a different story. Headlines.
Where we bring you the most interesting stories from across the globe and expand on them for you, the dear listener.
Now let's hear today's headline submitted by @FizzyFlyer45 on Twitter.
Submit your own headlines to @ButThat'sAPod.
Pilot pours Pepsi and Pop Rocks to power plane. Matthias, have you ever been to the skies?
Been to the skies, huh? I've been on a plane in disguise. I always do when I travel. I put on my fake mustache. And in fact, that's what I got on my passport as well. I made sure to wear a fake mustache on my passport.
You do have quite a bushy fake mustache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to wear it most places. Only few know my true identity. I'm quite often in disguise.
But here you do have a fake mustache on right now, but it's not the big bushy one, your travel stash.
No, this is my pointy one. That's kind of when I'm more defensive, need to keep things away from my face. Yeah, exactly. People do everyday carries, with their weapons and stuff. I do everyday cosplay. But I don't cosplay specific characters, just ones that I make up in my head. Sir Reginald the Great. Sir Edward the Not So Great. Sir Tubus. I don't know what he's about, but he does like going down water slides. Sir Tubus does. That's what I am when I go to the water park. He has alopecia. Shave my whole body. Hit those slides. Oh, it goes so fast. Watch out. Down below. Got a torpedo coming. The Tubus torpedo. Does that answer your question sufficiently?
And then some, I would say.
Okay. To the skies, yeah, on a plane, every now and then, do you consider it being at the top of a water slide to be in the skies?
I suppose it depends on the height of the slide and how fast you're going down.
Well, how high is the sky to you? What is your definition? How high do you have to get up before you're in skyland?
Well, according to Jimi Hendrix, as long as you can kiss it, I believe it is the sky.
Wow. So many dogs are the sky.
So many dogs are the sky?
Yeah. Every dog I kissed.
Nice.
If you kiss it, it's the sky, right? That's your logic or Jimmy's. You must know. He's up in heaven now, wailing. Some tasty licks. Just like I give from them damn dogs when I give them kisses.
Wow. Well, the sky's the limit for you and your definition of the sky, it seems.
Uh-huh.
But in my case, the sky, I believe, is where the clouds live.
Mm.
And once you're visiting those clouds, my friend, you are flying as high as can be. Okay. In the Earth's atmosphere, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is about not the sky, but the planes that fly in said sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was a flight... We shan't name the airline Southwest because we don't want to get in trouble or offend them or our sponsors.
Let's just say that you could name them on a compass.
Yes, a very
we call them compass airlines.
Okay, we'll do that.
Compass that points down and a little bit to the left.
Spin it around until it points right. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of...
Fact checkers pulling out a big old compass.
Well, I thought you were
pointing
hint was
at it vigorously.
Yes, thank you, fact checkers. See the
point one for old Matthias over here.
Yes, yes, I was trying to protect the airline, but they got the better of me. The fact checkers, always correct.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this was a plane that was flying, ironically enough, to the southwest area of these United States.
Talking Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, California.
New Mexico.
New Mexico? Since when?
Oh, dear. I've got to introduce you to my old friend Zapata.
Okay.
Wonderful. But yes, flying to the southwest from here, New York City. The plane took off. Everything was fine. Passengers enjoying themselves in their seats. Mm-hmm. Tucked away nicely. Mm-hmm. As tight as the luggage.
Oh, assigned seats? I don't think so.
No. Mad dash. Mm-hmm. At the gate. Climbing over each other to get those precious, precious seats.
Yeah, it's like watching Rat Race, the film.
Yes, Mr. Bean himself.
Mm-hmm.
Bumbling toward the gate, onto the plane.
On his special diet of all meats. I guess that was his dad's thing. Rowan, being, of course, the son of Dr. Atkins. So it's Rowan Atkinson, son. Stuck with his father's beliefs.
Yes, he thought he was on a plane going to South Beach for the South Beach diet.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he was heading opposite direction, southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there on the plane, so were other celebrities. This was kind of one of those maiden voyages. It was the first time Southwest was flying this particular route.
Mm.
And they had a grand old show. It was also a new type of plane.
So where are they headed specifically that they get such grand... So you're talking Mr. Bean is there. Mm-hmm. Who else you got? Seth Green?
John Lovitz. Whoopi Goldberg,
huh?
Well, she was only at the gate making a cameo.
Uh-huh. But yeah, all the stars.
Mm-hmm. John Cleese.
John Cleese. Yep. Yes. Taking a break from praising Brexit.
And defending notorious TERFs.
Uh-huh.
He was there. It was a new kind of plane, too. Oh, and where are they going? Where are they going? I tell you where they're going.
The age-old question.
They were going to the famous Southwest destination of, you
guessed it, the Luxor in Las Vegas, Nevada. They wanted to see that bright, shining light come out the top of that pyramid.
Yes, it was no riddle from the Sphinx.
Mm-mm.
They knew where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
The light would shine.
It would guide them.
Yes.
The special plane, that's how its guidance system worked. It just focuses on the bright lights in the sky and goes towards them.
Yes, instead of pilots, human pilots, a bunch of moths.
Moth-powered, huh? Or moth-guided.
Moth-guided, yes, in the navigation seat.
Mm-hmm.
In the navigator seat.
But MPS. There was Not GPS. MPS.
Yes. Moth piloting system, is that what it stands for?
Sure.
I believe so. So, yes, it was a big affair. Very exciting. Heading to the Luxor. But there was a problem during the flight.
Mm.
This special plane, moth-powered. Also...
Guided.
Moth-guided, but, well, no, moth-powered as well.
Wow, the flapping of the moth wings? They've harnessed the energy, finally?
They finally done it. They did it.
Oh, wow.
The Mothman prophecy has come true.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yes, moths, they're able to harness their little flappy wings into thrust. They basically have a bunch of moths in the jet engines.
And so they have jet engines on the plane.
Yes.
Functioning, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But they bypass those, go straight for the moths.
Yes, the moth wings, flapping so furiously, turn the turbines of the jet engines, which turn them on.
That's fascinating.
I don't claim to understand the science. I'm just reporting the facts.
No, the scientists were silenced when asked. Top secret info, they said.
Yes, but unfortunately, there seems to have been a butterfly effect with these moths.
Oh, no. Ashton was on the plane.
He was, in a sort of reverse final destination. He was not supposed to be there.
No.
Devin Sawa was supposed to be on the flight. No, but he was too busy with his idle hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Kutchman himself was there, and this caused an imbalance of weight, which made the moths...
Are you talking just about his pure star power? You know they're so dense, stars are. They're precursors to black holes, of course, the densest matter known to man.
This is true. No, yes, he was basically a red dwarf at that point.
Mm.
Hot off his stint on Shark Tank.
Was he a shark?
He was.
Or was he pitching something?
He was pitching himself to be a shark.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I remember that episode. It worked.
He became a shark for at least a day.
Yeah. He said, look, the ratings are going to be increased.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you guys can keep 5% off the back end. Mr. Business, of course, gave it a big thumbs up.
Yes.
The new mascot, of course, for Shark Tank, Mr. Business.
Yes, he's a business person.
Uh-huh.
Always.
You only see
up.
His from the neck down. He has a nice gold ring, fancy Rolex watch, never show his face.
Oh, but hopefully...
But he gets final say.
I'm hoping the season finale, or the series finale, they'll finally show his face.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed for a celebrity cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Whoopi again. But yes, on the flight... There was an imbalance of weight. The moths got confused, stopped there flapping. Of course, this caused the plane to lose power. And while the plane was gliding along, this caused everyone to freak out just a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, when the masks come down with the oxygen tanks, and usually most people are pretty calm. But now these guys were freaking out a little bit. I'm a celebrity. This shouldn't happen to me.
Exactly.
I replaced Phil Hartman on news radio. How? Why, God? Why are you so unjust?
A terrible shame befell Mr. Levitz on this flight. It seems he couldn't take it. I think the problem was that they didn't watch the safety video.
Yeah, everyone kind of ignores it nowadays. They try to do videos. They still do the flight attendants acting it out. And this one, they were being a little cheeky instead of, you know, the normal put your mask on first before putting it around your child's face. The seat could be used as a flotation device. They just did the safety dance. Men without hats. Put on the video. Everyone's kind of just looking at their phones. You know, you don't have to go in plane mode anymore. Everyone's kind of bopping their heads like, oh, that was... Just not noticing that there's a magnificent medieval music video right in front of them.
That could have saved their life.
It could have.
But what did satisfy the passengers on the flight was the heroic deeds of the pilot.
Mm.
So the plane had lost power.
Not the moths.
Oh, no,
moth powered. But they're not flying the plane.
They were powering and they were navigating. And yes, each tiny little moth had a little pilot's cap. But when they lost power, the moths didn't know where to go. Because they were just heading in one direction. Down.
Down towards Harry Styles.
Yes, his residency was on high alert.
Mm-hmm.
Adele.
Oh, yes. He shined bright enough that they were able to at least course correct a little bit and get towards him.
Yes, he put on his sparkliest dress. So they were at least heading in the right direction, but still on a downward slant.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't sure if they were going to make it. They could have crashed into the Bellagio, make a water landing in the fountain. They didn't want to risk it. So our heroic pilot, of course, what he did, he went to the beverage cart, grabbed the official beverage, soda of this Compass Airlines, which is Pepsi. We can say the name Pepsi.
Pepsi Cola.
Because they had a good outcome.
Mm-hmm.
What the pilot did, of course, grabbed his Pepsi. He thought, I'm thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a drink.
You got to quench the thirst for your mind to work, of course. You can't be thinking with a dry mouth. Marijuana is legal now, Ronald. He was token before the flight. So of course he had his candies with him.
Well, yes, his weed candies.
Yeah. No, he gets the munchies, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, it was Halloween recently, and so he had some Snickers, some Crackles, some Dum Dums, some Tootsie Rolls, and of course, some Pop Rocks.
The classic Halloween treat.
Mm-hmm.
Pops in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Not again, in your hand.
No.
Took a page out the old M&M book.
Also have very woke mascots now.
Pop Rocks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Breakdancing mascots. Popping and locking.
Mm-hmm.
So he had these Pop Rocks. Took a swig of that Pepsi. Thought, the carbonation. Bubbles. Bubbles float. Float. Sky. Sky up. Up. Plane. That's where the plane should go.
Mm-hmm. Sound logic. If I've ever heard it.
Yes, and you constantly pick up your Logitech mouse, put it to your ear, mm-hmm. make sure it's functioning.
Of course.
So he decided he needed to use the Pepsi. And of course, what happened next? Well, a child, a prankster, a YouTube influencer, another one of these celebrities on the flight, saw the Pop Rocks, saw the Pepsi, and said, I know what to do. So he took these Pop Rocks and the can of Pepsi, put them together, shook it up, threw it into the jet engine.
Child influencer tells the pilot, I see what you're doing. I need a favor from you. Open up the door.
And being an influencer with many, many
followers. He influenced him.
Of course.
That's what he does. So yeah, they strap him in. Pilot wrenches open the door. Kid puts the Pop Rocks in the can of Pepsi, shakes it up nice and good, throws it into the turbine, and it explodes.
Yes. Boom goes the dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Sending them into quite the free fall.
Yes, it twisted the plane because it was only one jet engine, not both on either side.
The door only opens on one side, if you ever noticed.
Sent them into a big tailspin.
Oh, but they, thank goodness, by that time, Harry Styles had gotten on top of the Luxor itself with his shiny suit, which just magnified the light times 10, regained the moth's attention. They get so excited for this bright, shining star. They course correct, and yeah, they're back up in the air. Turbine be damned.
Although now the plane is circling the Luxor because Harry Styles has not left and the moths are too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get Harry Styles up into the plane to perform a concert, distract the moths so they can all land safely.
Charity event. Save the plane.
Yes, but how they will get Harry Styles up into the plane, that's another question.
So the plane's circling. Everyone's worried. They're still trying to get him up into the air. But, you know, Harry's not worried. He just has assured the press, don't worry, darling.
It's a me, Bobby McGee, child influencer. And when I'm not saving lives on a plane or influencing others, I'm influencing you to go to Apple Podcasts or Stitch or whatever and subscribe to But That's a Different Story. Oh, and give them some likes. I'm influencing you. Influencers love likes. Give it to them. Give them 5-star ratings. And you know, how could I be an influencer if I didn't talk about Instagram? And my favorite Instagram account is at But That's a Pod. Oh, such good material, such great content. They post and they post and every post gets likes and I love it. You'd love it too. I guarantee it. And because I feel like my influence never has enough reach, I like to get my stories out there by any means necessary. So I write little headlines and I send them to @butthatsapod on Twitter, or I send an email to butthatsadifferentstory@gmail.com. And oh, I bet many of my stories have been expanded upon, but you would never know because I would never tell. I have many screen names. But now I've got to go because my live stream of running this very promotion has gone viral. But that's a different story.